What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Okay, now we got a shot to take this into overtime. We're at least going to, you know, get a point here, but we could go win this in overtime, not even thinking what was going to happen a few seconds later.
No, I think all of us were out there for about 2 minutes, if not more, at the end shift. So I think we're the six guys that was on the ice were just sitting there trying to catch our breath, and then all of a sudden there's there's another goal, and no one really saw what happened, I guess. But it was, yeah, like you said, the push was to get that game tied, obviously, and I thought we played really well in the third period to deserve that point, and if not more. And obviously, like you said, to take it to overtime would have been great for us right there. But then, Yaki had other plans, so that was awesome.
Philip, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you've scored over 200 goals. Is there one goal in your career that stands out in your mind?
Like you said, there's thankfully a few to choose from, which is great, and hopefully the best is yet to come. But there's been a few, like those goals like that are obviously awesome. Like there's been a few playoff goals that have been really cool too, and it's hard to pick one. And like I said, hopefully the best is yet to come.
I absolutely love it. And the game of the night was just on fire. Speak about your team and the resiliency of this hockey team that refuses to quit and go away. Because although some games have not gone in y'all's favor, the effort and the competitiveness has been there. Talk about this team and your fellow line mates right now, how great you guys are playing and just fighting every shift and every game you go out there.
I think that's obviously going to have to be our identity for the rest of the season, and I think we're starting to build that a little bit as we go on here. And obviously, there's been games, like you said, where we've been in close games and haven't been able to either close it out or come back like we did the other night. But I think a game like that obviously shows that we are capable of doing it, if not to everyone else, at least to ourselves in the room. You know, I guess a really good team to go head to head against them all night. And in my opinion, we were better for the most part of that game. And that's a statement for our team to take with us. And like you said, just having that fighting spirit all the way till the end. And hopefully, like I said, every game we're not going to be down and have to come back. But even when we're up, you know, like just kind of having the same mentality of just attacking that third period and pushing away and not letting teams hang around, kind of like we did for Chicago there, which was a game that got a little closer than we would have liked. But I think there's definitely a lot to learn from all these games.
What was the locker room celebration like Monday night? Because I'm sitting in my car listening to it, and I'm going crazy. I can only imagine what you guys are doing.
No, it's a great feeling, obviously. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, it was, like I said, it was a little bit of exhaust. We were pretty exhausted after that. At least myself, maybe no one else was, but after that long shift and the emotional up and down was just great. But it was a great feeling. Like I said, I thought our team's been doing a lot of good things and haven't necessarily gotten rewarded for it. So I think it was great that we got rewarded and got something to keep building on.
We're talking to Predators forward Philip Forsberg here on the Chasing Big Joe show. And Philip, not only did you score the two the other night, you have nine on the year, and you know it feels like there are times you get on these runs, and the goals just come in buckets. But how have you felt? I mean, obviously you dealt with the injury last year. It looks like you're back to your old self, but how have you felt on the ice?
No, I've been feeling great, to be honest. I think the first few games, I mean, you're just excited to come back, and then it kind of hits you that you are back a little bit, but. But after that, like I think even the halfway through that long road trip we had, I think I kind of started finding my game to where I wanted to be again, and obviously playing with O'Reilly and Nyquist the last six, seven, eight games, whatever it's been great. I think all three of us have been playing really good hockey, and we complement each other really well. So I mean I feel like we're in a good spot, and we just got to keep pushing and keep building on that.
Hal Gill was on the show yesterday, and I asked him about this, but it feels like in your career you've gelled with certain centers. Obviously, Joey coming back the other night was somebody that you spent a lot of years with, but it feels like you and Ryan O'Reilly have really hit it off in a short amount of time. What is it that has made that chemistry so good?
I think it's for just just to start speaking about him, he's just such a smart player. I mean, he's so responsible both ways. He's an incredibly talented around the net, as you guys seen. I don't know how many goals he's got, but I think all of them are right in the blue paint, right around the goalie there. And he's so great with his stick detail. And then he's also one of the best defensive centers in the league. So it just kind of gives you a little bit of a relief in the defensive zone as well. You know that he's always in the right position. And with Gus, too, like, who's coming in, he's a similar player. He's faster. He's a little more offensive, obviously, but also very responsible. He's a veteran player. Like, both those guys have obviously been in the league for a long time. And, yeah, I've been around the block for a little bit as well. So I think we all do a lot of things similar, which obviously it goes really well hand in hand with that.
You know, Philip, there's been you're a great hockey player. Other great hockey players have played for the Preds in the past and are having great years. And I remember a quote years ago, and I think it might have been Cliff Ronning, long time ago. He started off a great season. It was like, how are you doing so well? He's like, well, I'm seeing the puck better. Does that make sense to you? I mean, because you're having a fantastic year. Are you seeing the puck better, or does that make any sense at all?
I mean, I do. I have had some vision issues back in the past, but I got contacts now, so I'm seeing it clear. No, I'm just kidding. But it's one of those things that it's hard to put a finger on it, but like you said, it definitely is. It's like everything kind of bounces. Even the last goal last night, you know, it easily a couple days ago could have gone the other way, but then it bounces right to right to the backside, and we're two guys there, both me and Nyquist are batting for it, and it's just one of those things that's one of those things that kind of goes, and it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain once it's there, but it's a great feeling to have. And at the same time, I think a lot of it comes from just hard work. And I think we put a lot of work in practice. I think like I said, even in the games, we haven't got the results. It's been the effort has never been the issue. And I guess if you keep doing those things, you get rewarded.
Not saying that you haven't done this before, Philip, but it looks like you're having fun this year. Are you?
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Winning is great, so we got to keep doing a little bit more of that. But I think, like I said, I think the group we have is great. I think, like I said, there's a lot of good things that we've done. We haven't necessarily got rewarded for all of it. But like I said, young group, learning as we go, and I'm really excited about the future for this team, not just long term, but also like here in the coming games. I'm excited to keep building on what we've started here in the last couple games.
Real quick, Philip, I know it was fun for you to see Ryan Johansson back the other night. How much chirping was going on the ice between you and Joey?
Not too much, to be honest. I didn't really get a chance to play against him that many times. I think there was probably a shift here and there, so I didn't really get a chance to get after him. Not that I'm the best trash talker in general. I did get a chance to catch up with him after the game, and it was great. I mean, he's the same old self, and yeah, I'm really happy for him there.
Yeah, don't worry. I wasn't thinking it was you doing the chirping. So.
Oh, yeah. I figured. Yeah,
definitely had. Hey, Philip, appreciate it as always. Good luck tonight at Bridgestone Arena. I know it's going to be a special night honoring David Poile, but go get 2 points, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Take care, guys.
Yeah, you too. Philip Forsberg joining us here on the program to start the show. He is having fun. Yeah. That was a good question because, like, you can definitely tell that – and he has before, but he looks like his old self.
Yeah, he does.
And he hasn't looked that way in a while. Like, you can just tell that he's back. And so I think that's good because, it's contagious, especially with some of these young guys. Like a Luke Evangelista that sat out the other night – can watch what Philip Forsberg does and make that his own game. So
traded for Martin Erat.
Yeah, that came up yesterday. I think you had left at that point, but in the luncheon, Weber was doing like a Q&A with David and brought that trade up, and kind of David looks out and goes, "Well, I think it worked out, didn't it, Philip?"
I mean, David Poile should have a statue just for that trade alone, for what he did.
I mean, that's definitely one of his signatures.
Oh, my goodness.
For sure. Right. He told the story of that and why it came so late towards the trade deadline. We'll have John McClain join us at the bottom of the hour. More coming. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.